Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, August 26th. You'll be interested to know, 105 years ago today, in 1920, the 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution was certified, granting women the right to vote. This monumental achievement marked a significant milestone in the fight for gender equality, empowering women to participate fully in the democratic process, and shaping the future of the nation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday at Venice Beach. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 3+ feet. The conditions stay consistent until midday, when they shift to fair as the swell builds to 3+ feet. Winds are onshore at about 1 to 2 miles per hour early on, increasing to 8 miles per hour by the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m., with a 1 foot low tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 18 seconds, and the onshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 5 feet just before noon, followed by a 1.5 foot low tide at 6. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. Starting Wednesday, expect clean conditions with waves around 2 to 3 feet, gradually building to 3+ feet by midday. Thursday remains consistent with 2 to 3 feet, maintaining clean conditions early before transitioning to fair later. By Friday, surf drops slightly to 2 feet, with choppy conditions in the afternoon, making Wednesday the standout day for favorable surf. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 72 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:26, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:25. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early, lifting by mid-morning, leading to partly sunny skies and a high around 75 with a light breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with patchy fog after 11, a low of 66, and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Wednesday and Saturday with highs around 75 to 77. Patchy fog is likely in the mornings and evenings, with partly cloudy nights and lows in the mid-60s. Cloudy conditions are expected Thursday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, California's beloved electric vehicle Carpool Lane Decal Program is coming to a close next month, as the Trump administration has opted not to extend this popular initiative. The program, which has allowed qualified clean air vehicles to use high-occupancy vehicle lanes, regardless of the number of passengers, for over 25 years, will officially end on September 30th. According to the California Air Resources Board, no federal authorization has been granted for an extension, and eligible drivers must act quickly, as the final day to order a decal is August 29th. After October 1st, drivers must comply with standard occupancy requirements to avoid citations. Now on to sports. The Las Vegas Raiders have traded a 2026 fifth-round pick to the Cleveland Browns for quarterback Kenny Pickett. Originally a first-round pick in 2022, Pickett will serve as the backup to Geno Smith. This move follows Aiden O'Connell's wrist injury, which will sideline him for 6 to 8 weeks. Pickett, who was previously with the Philadelphia Eagles, has shown promise in limited appearances. Raiders coach Pete Carroll emphasized the need for game experience in a backup. Meanwhile, the Raiders are also signing wide receiver Amari Cooper to a one-year deal while rejecting a trade request for Jacoby Myers. In local sports, last night in Los Angeles, the Dodgers defeated the Reds 7-0 in Game 1 of the series. Sheehan earned the win with 7 scoreless innings, striking out 8. Pages powered the offense with 2 home runs, driving in multiple runs. The boys in blue finished with 9 hits, 1 error, and left 5 runners on base. The Dodgers' record improves to 75-57 as they take command of the series. Tonight, the Dodgers clash with the Reds in Los Angeles for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Clayton Kershaw is 8-2 with a 3.13 earned run average, faces Nick Martinez, who is 10-9 with a 4.59. First pitch at 7:10 at Dodger Stadium, with a comfortable temperature of 78 degrees expected for this home game. In top news, the United States has confirmed its first human case of the New World screwworm, a flesh-eating parasite, in a traveler returning from El Salvador. This case, identified by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on August 4th, has raised concerns for the cattle industry as the parasite typically infests livestock. However, officials have stated that the risk to public health remains very low. The New World screwworm, known for its painful infestations, poses a significant threat to animals. To combat this, the United States is building a sterile fly production facility in Texas, aiming to produce 300 million sterile flies weekly. In business news, the Burning Man Festival, renowned for its billionaire devotees and unique culture, is facing a serious financial crisis. Despite the event attracting almost 80,000 attendees each year to Black Rock City, Nevada, the nonprofit Burning Man Project reported a deficit of $20 million last year after ticket sales failed to cover expenses. The organization, adhering to its philosophy of self-reliance and non-commodification, cannot commercialize its brand or seek sponsorships, which has led to challenges in sustaining its operations. As attendance at regional gatherings grows, many burners are questioning the future of the original event, with calls for a focus on connection rather than profit. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3%. To $110,000. Ethereum is down 7% to just over $4,400. And XRP is down 5% to $2.89. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. After years of frustration, scientists may have found a breakthrough in hair restoration with a new treatment called BP-405. Developed by Pelage Pharmaceuticals, this drug aims to revive dormant hair follicles by reprogramming their stem cells, potentially regrowing thick hair where there was once none. Early trial results show promising hair density increases among participants, although further studies are needed to confirm its efficacy and safety. As excitement builds in online communities, many hope BP-405 could end decades of ineffective treatments, marking a cultural shift in how society views baldness itself. When caught stealing, Austin Butler shines as Hank Thompson, a relatable bartender navigating life in New York. Director Darren Aronofsky crafts a high-energy film that showcases Butler's charm and depth as Hank grapples with the aftermath of a tragic accident that haunts him. As Hank interacts with a colorful cast of characters, including his girlfriend, and a menacing criminal underworld, the film explores themes of empathy and survival. Set against the vibrant backdrop of New York, Caught Stealing hits theaters on August 29th, promising an engaging mix of drama and humor. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Tony Robbins. And he said, "The only limit to your impact is your imagination and commitment." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.